You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Sounded like a gun went off when she whipped that girl with her hair.
That was incredible. Yeah. Do you guys see the women's main event?
Yeah, she had a big cut on her.
She uses her ponytails like a whip.
Yeah, she uses.
And
it
I
as
genuinely
a weapon.
Thought that they put a sound effect in post. Like that's how loud that sound
but
was.
But you saw the
she
gash.
Has, yeah, she got
you
like
saw,
a welt.
You saw the. It wasn't a welt. She had it. It looked like
sliced
she had
her
been
open.
Whipped.
Yeah, it sliced her open. She did that hard way, Sasha.
I never heard a sound like that on television. That was real.
Bianca did that move once in like their developmental program NXT, and it sliced somebody open. But yeah, that popped. As if it happened like right next
she
to me.
She was holding her side, still laying down in the back area. She was still holding on to her side because that was clearly something that hurt her.
That was a cool moment though. That was a high spot, but there were these videos of people with their cell phone cams taking video of Sasha who was trying to sell like being bummed because she loses her title at WrestleMania, but she couldn't help but smile. Because of how momentous it was to have two black women main eventing WrestleMania Night 1. You could tell, like, they were crying when they first, like, did their face-off. They couldn't hide the emotion. It was really cool because the fans got super behind it. And it was like, wow, you don't really go to wrestling for big progressive moments. But they've done that occasionally with, like, Becky Lynch main eventing WrestleMania. For this, to have the internet really back, hey, this needs to be the main event, and for those two women to deliver in the way that they did, it was really cool. Night one was very hard to top, turned out to be impossible to top, and it was based off of that main event and the Bad Bunny thing, which was a real cool moment for Spanish speakers.
I felt
country.
Bad for them following up off of Bad Bunny, right? Because like Bad Bunny was such a hit that it felt like a main event kind of match, and yet that moment was so cool and so emotional. Like, you rarely see like kind of characters break, but they broke characters like, holy shit, we're doing this.
And you're not a wrestling fan, so it's cool to see the theatrics of the moment to really be grand, because they could have gone in their bag and done like, okay, we'll do like an amphitheater show and maybe have like a couple hundred fans. No, they wanted the first thing back to be WrestleMania in a football stadium with all the crazy production and drones and fireworks, and for you to be into the theatrics of it, because, I mean, wrestling is just not your thing. That's pretty cool.
Billy, did you have any sort of reaction to the news this weekend that A-Rod is finally desperately getting into the ownership game? I would imagine that at some point. Now, I don't think he has a path to ownership here. It's got to wait for a couple of years. I thought that the billionaire that he joined with had to be furious because it said in all the headlines, Major Leaguer Alex Rodriguez and billionaire blank buy Minnesota Timberwolves for $1.5 billion. And it made me feel like, well, one of these guys is a billionaire. The other guy is getting the headlines because he's famous, but that billionaire can't feel great about the fact that A-Rod was going to get in this ownership game wherever he could, and now he's doing it in Minnesota. Is he going to try and move that team to Seattle? Did you have any sort of reaction? A-Rod has been desperate to get into this game. A-Rod is one of the more interesting people I've ever covered because he simply cannot mask the insecurity that comes with having not gone to college. And so he tries to cover it up, naming the University of Miami's ballpark and now trying to get in the money game at the highest level. He was going to become an owner wherever, whenever, and however he became an owner in whatever sport he could become an owner.
Wasn't he part of a show called The Boardroom or something like that? He's on Shark Tank occasionally, so you're right. Like, he's trying to compensate for something there. He really
is desperate to get in this game. What was your reaction, Billy, to seeing A-Rod is now, in many years, he will be someone who partly owns the Timberwolves with the billionaire guy who's actually got the money?
I was sad and a bit concerned, and I'll tell you why. Because you know what I didn't see in that headline? A-Rod and J-Lo are buying the Minnesota Timberwolves. And there were rumors that they had split up not too long ago. And they said, no, no, we're working through it. It's complicated, though, because we have business dealings together. And this seems like a new business dealing. And I did not see J-Lo's name in the mix there. So I'm a little bit worried that love may not be real, guys.
A-Rob without J-Lo, though, kind of feels like the Timberwolves, doesn't it? I mean, that's what he is. Because when he's with J-Lo, he's purchasing the Mets. When he's without J-Lo, he's purchasing the T-Wolves and moving them to Seattle.
Well, no, Glenn, for the record, Glenn Taylor, the owner of the Timberwolves at the moment, has said he's gotten assurances that they're not going to move the team to Seattle. But I would imagine that people got immediately suspicious because A-Rod and Timberwolves doesn't make a lot of sense, does it, by itself? Unless you're just desperate to get in the ownership game. The Timberwolves went for below market price, $1.5 billion for an NBA franchise. I know it sounds like a lot, but the Clippers, who were a laughingstock, went for $2 billion.
I mean, it makes the least amount of sense possible from a sports team ownership standpoint, doesn't it?
Think about it, though.
What?
This isn't Minnesota.
What do you mean?
This is Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
If I'm a Timberwolves fan, I'm sweating right now. Because, yeah, we all feel it. A-Rod, Minnesota, that's a weird fit. A-Rod in
Seattle
Vegas,
would be cool, though. I mean, not for Minnesota Seattle fans, obviously. Too. But Seattle he becomes be a hero. He takes basketball back to Seattle where he used to play baseball. Also, guys, they're also buying the Lynx. So A-Rod's not going to own just one team. He's going to own two teams.
Don't you guys feel like Vegas, with the gambling money that's going to start pouring into sports in the last in the next 10 years, given that Silver's given the okay and Goodell has even said, okay, I'm a fast follower, given that the big money is coming in from gambling in the next 10 years, for sure, guaranteed, Stu Gatz, don't you expect to see teams, professional teams, end up in Las Vegas as well? Basketball, baseball to join
football. I mean, you have two of the four major sports already there, so absolutely. I don't know if it's an if it's going to be a new team, if it's going to be relocating a team, but it makes all the sense in the world to have the four major sports in Vegas. So yeah, absolutely, I expect that.
That one didn't make a lot of sense to me, though, the Timberwolves. Like, I was trying to figure out, well, is this just a desperation to get into the ownership game? Does A-Rod want to be spending a lot of time in Minnesota? He's a Miami kid. He played in New York. He played in major markets. Does A-Rod want to be spending January and February during a basketball season?
You have A-Rod
there?
He wants
to be a billionaire. I mean,
well, but he's an owner. I mean,
he's more like a figurehead,
you
think.
You say, do I have A-Rod there? Michael Jordan is around his team. Like, A-Rod,
Michael Jordan owns the team.
You think A-Rod wants to be a quiet, silent owner? That's what you think?
No, but I also don't think he wants to be there in February and March. Yeah. I mean, that's
Michael Jordan's also from North Carolina.
Right.
This is the Seattle thing is interesting. I was thinking Vegas right away. I know the Sonics have a bunch of support in Seattle to try to come back, but that is a nice story for A-Rod and a PR win when you're ripping one team's fans' hearts out of their chest. You actually make everybody happy, and people would be happy to see the Sonics back.
I mean, imagine if he was the guy. Such a great point by Billy that he's the guy that delivers basketball back to Seattle.
But what are the assurances to Glenn Taylor mean? What if you're a they don't mean anything.
No, they don't mean jack shit, man. There were assurances that the Sonics weren't going to get moved to OKC.
But it's like it's written into the agreement. Like Glenn Taylor has said, it will be written into the sale. This team is
you have A-Rod paying attention to agreements?
It is written into the bill of the sale. Okay, but
wasn't that Jerry Richardson statue written into the into the Tepper's agreement that they wouldn't move that statue? And then I looked up one day, and the giant statue was being pulled by crane out of the earth.
Do you remember how strong David Stern's denial was about the OKC thing when they changed ownership? Like, they're not going to. You can't at all, when you're announcing a deal like this, open the door publicly to this kind of move. So you'll say all those things, and if they want to move the team, they end up moving the team.
If it's going to be written into an agreement, it's one thing to just say to...
But all the owners, Dan, but all the other owners can just reverse their position on that. Once Glenn Taylor is out of the way, he doesn't have any power over the actual deal if it could be revised by the NBA, which is just a collection of owners.
How many? If Glenn Taylor cares so much, stay there.
Well, I mean, he is staying there for years. I mean, this is not something that's happening anytime soon, right? How many years is it going to be before A-Rod can actually own a piece of the Timberwolves? 2 years? So for 2 years, Glenn Taylor is staying there. Is that why you're wincing and...
Well, I mean, I'm just telling the guy, like, listen, you don't want to run the risk of once the contract is signed, you're out of the way. A-Rod takes it to Seattle. If you don't want to run that risk, then stay there and don't sell the team. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Are you
cares that much about Minnesota, which he doesn't, obviously.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. If you sell your team.
If he cared, he'd stay there. I mean, he's leaving 2 years. Gone.
What kind of deal is that? But that's like the Hugh Hefner deal when he sold the Playboy Mansion. He's like, but I'm going to live here until I die. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Like, no, why? I'm paying you $1 billion. This is my team now. Go away. Why are you still here for 2 years?
It's to get some cash on the front end, isn't it? It's to get some, it's to ease out nice and slowly. Isn't that the way that that works? That if you were Hugh Hefner.
A golden parachute.
If you were Hugh Hefner, wouldn't you just put it in the deal? That's right. You can have the Playboy Mansion. You can pay me for it now. You can buy it. You can give me some signing bonuses and stuff. And I will live here until I die.
Hef.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Mike, you look like a disaster.
I do?
You just look like you're tired, man.
I am tired.
And stressed.
I am stressed. That's, ain't that the truth? But no, my gastro health is always a mess after these, and it just became time for me to acknowledge that I'm washed and I need to pre-Tums and I need to Pepto and I need to avoid carbonated beverages like seltzers and beers and just ride a tequila vibe. And my body, while hurting, still feels better than it's ever felt after a WrestleMania weekend because I stopped lying to myself. I can't keep up with these kids with their beers and their seltzies. I gotta pick one cocktail that's not carbonated and stick with it.
How old are you?
35, man. I'm telling you, this is... Woody asked me, how did it go? I'm like, I think I'm outgrowing this thing. Now, when Bad Bunny is doing... Bad Bunny's
so
doing a Canadian...
You're so late outgrowing it. You're just 35 said, years 35. Old. You've been going every year for how many years?
Yeah. You just said that Bad Bunny was so good, you don't want to be the act that goes after Bad Bunny. I called it an act.
Well, maybe I don't want any other WrestleManias to follow Bad Bunny. And it's a tough act to follow. And I was really just enjoying the art form of what I was watching Bad Bunny. And this was my first WrestleMania as a dad. And I gotta say, I can't hang with these kids anymore and just do the same shithead shit.
When did you realize you couldn't do it like you used to, Dan? That's a tough one.
Early 30s.
Me too.
Everyone's like, hey, let's go to the beach club. Let's go to this bar. I'm like, but it's moving day at the Masters.
Well, it's not only that, but he told us last week, he's someone who secures the perimeter of his home before he goes to bed and stands on his lawn with his fists on his hips and gazes out.
Oh, Chris.
So much rain this weekend. Chris. It was amazing.
Oh, my. I had one eye on the leaderboard and the other eye on the Doppler radar app, seeing that Kendall was getting drenched over the weekend. I cannot wait to check on the status of my fishtail pump.
Stugatz, are you aware that the Knicks had a rain delay this weekend.
How?
Put it on you the, lie.
No, they had a rain delay.
That's impossible, no, Dan. They play inside.
They had a rain delay. They had a roof leak. It was raining, and they had a rain delay.
Get out of here.
And they're the perfect franchise to have a rain delay. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you think it was possible for a professional basketball team to have a rain delay at Le Batard Show? We've got to get to funniest thing from the sports weekend. We have to get to weekend observations as well. But staying in basketball for just a second, Stugatz, does it stun or surprise you in any way to hear the following fact? Steph Curry has passed Magic Johnson on the all-time scoring list.
Yes. That stings, too. It really does. Wow. Has he really? How many years has Steph been playing?
Well, he's been playing with a different shot that's worth more. And I've told you before that
that was
a season. I don't know whether the Lakers won the championship and Magic won the MVP or it was just the championship. But Magic had a season where he was 0-for-21 from three. And so the way that Steph caught him is by taking a shot that's worth more. And I don't think of Magic Johnson primarily first as a scorer.
No.
But still, Magic Johnson, I don't feel like Steph Curry is old enough to have passed Magic Johnson. Roy, how does that one land on you? How does it land to hear that? Are you surprised in any way that Steph Curry has passed Magic Johnson on the all-time scoring list?
No, not at all. I'm not surprised at all. It's exactly what you said. He's taken a lot more threes than Magic has, and that's going to get him more points. I mean, plain and simple.
It just got him there pretty fast, though, is all I'm saying.
It's Steph's 12th season. I mean, how long did Magic play for?
Look that up too, I guess. I feel like Magic Johnson played more seasons than Steph, even though he lost a couple of seasons in the middle of his career. I do believe that Magic Johnson played for a longer period of time, which is why it sort of hit me in the face, all of the ways that basketball has changed.
It looks like Magic played 13 seasons. I don't know. So with that said, I'm not certain why it surprised me so much. It just feels like Steph just got here and I watched Magic forever. I thought it was more than 13 seasons.
I thought Magic had played more than 13 seasons, and it doesn't feel like Steph has played 12 either, because it's at least in part, right? Steph was telling us early on that he was like 5 or 6 years into his career, and he was still legitimately getting carded at a movie theater.
Yes.
That was happening early in Steph's career. It just doesn't feel like that was that long ago.
It doesn't, like for me, Steph has more points. Like Steph is on pace to have the same career as Magic Johnson. Yet no one's ever going to remember Steph Curry as one of the all-time greats. Everyone remembers Magic as one of the all-time greats.
Why are you saying that no one's
going to remember? No one will.
He's the best shooter ever.
Yeah, but no one's going to think of him as a top five NBA player, I promise you, ever. No one. Not one single person. No, not even Steph Curry, not Del Curry, not Steve Kerr, not anybody.
Yeah, but I don't consider Magic Johnson a top five player anymore.
You should, though.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
I mean, here we go. Go ahead. Have fun with this one, Stugatz. Your top five. Go ahead and do it. Your top five NBA players. I don't feel like Magic Johnson's going to be in your list of top five NBA players. Go ahead.
Well, it's my list. I control the destiny, the outcome of my list.
Yeah, but I think you're going to lose. Look, you controlled a bet one time on what color car you were going to get. You said Abby wanted a different color. I bet you were in control of it. You ended up getting the color Abby wanted.
All right.
You lost the bet. I still haven't been paid for it.
All right. You want to do, you ready? You want some sound to accompany this? Because I have it, all right?
You have your top five list ready at all times.
It's always ready, Dan. It's in my wallet.
Billy, from the pandemic, there was something that you actually wanted from Stugatz on one of these top five or top 10 lists that we never ended up getting to, or an all-decade team or something.
Oh.
Do you remember what it was that you wanted?
Yeah,
you wanted some information.
He did an all-decade team for every decade in every sport, and then plus his top 20 golfers of all time tennis players of all time.
Yeah.
And which one did you want?
Any of them. I mean, I'll take the top football players of the 1970s if he has them.
All the Steelers, the entire team, the Steel Curtain, Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth. They won 4 Super Bowls in the 70s. Why go with anyone else? Mean Joe Green.
You know that the Tampa Bay Bucks return all their starters, and they're the first team. The thing that made, when you mention those Steelers, what it makes me think of is they never lost their players. There wasn't free agency back then.
Right.
So they were able to stay dominant. But the Tampa Bay Bucks, in the era of free agency, are the first team in like 30 years to return all of their starters. What other list do you want? Where are these lists, Stugatz? Are they at home? You're doing the show from home tomorrow. Can we get some of these lists?
Absolutely. They're just hanging around. I mean, they're everywhere. Some are in my notes, some are at home, some are on pieces of paper. I mean, they're all over the place.
Here they are. The number five on Stugatz's list of best basketball players ever. Number five belongs to
George Mikan. One of the all-time greats, Dano.
Number four,
Oscar Robertson. The Big O. Triple-double for a season. No one has done that until Russell Westbrook did it back-to-back seasons. How about that?
He's bored us with it.
He's bored himself with it, and he surprised himself that he got Oscar's last name right that time. If we keep asking him, he might get it wrong. Number three.
The Big O. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Number two.
LeBron James. The King.
Well, what's going to happen here at number one?
What do you mean?
Well, what's going to happen at number one? You're stuck. You're either not going to have Michael
Wait
Jordan.
And see what happens. My list. I can tell you how come. How much are we betting on this, by the way? How much?
And the best basketball player of all time, according to Stugatz, is...
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Oh, God. No.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me. I just bought three for my wife, daughter, and myself for game one. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
I was playing with one of these pirate coins and all this gold-plated glitter got all over me, and that's what I want to do. Walking home from the strip club capital of the world just bedazzled in glitter.
Yeah.
You were playing with pirate coins?
There's a pirate, yeah.
Coins.
There's a bunch of booty in here, like there is in Tampa.
Tampa makes me nervous.
Just the city?
Yep. Lawless.
In general.
Lawless!
Dude, look, I'm fully inoculated, right? And I was made mad uncomfortable. I actually felt better about how Miami's been handling it when I went to Tampa.
When I went there, I told you this. I went to the IMG Academy or somewhere around there. People were looking at me. I'm going back like 6 months ago, Mike. And people were looking at me, judging me because I was the one wearing a mask.
Dude,
they were laughing
you.
At me.
I'm with you. It's the total opposite way. I felt like I was the only person alive that was wearing a mask.
I don't think the country at large realizes how different Miami is from the rest of Florida. Like, Miami is an entire different galaxy from the rest of what Florida is. And the rest of the state doesn't even understand Miami and sort of avoids Miami. If you want to talk about what the racial tensions are in this country, if you want a microcosm for them, look at the state of Florida and the difference between Miami super brown and the difference between the way that that is received the moment that you go, never mind all the way up Florida, just when you get to Broward County. Wayne Huizenga didn't like Miami. Wayne Huizenga built something more antiseptic in Fort Lauderdale and didn't want anything to do with Miami proper. Like, Miami is much different from the rest of this state.
And you don't have to go far for people listening. What Dan is saying, Miami and Broward County are separated by like 25 minutes. Like, I'm in Broward County when I start driving home, 25 minutes from the moment I start driving. So you don't have to look far for it.
The discomfort starts there, does it not, though? The discomfort starts with Miami being demographically, ethnically, just a lot different than the rest of the state.
Yeah, and the breakdown of tourism dollars, too. Orlando and Miami carrying much of the weight there, but the rest of the state having more political influence than just what's good for Miami, even though I know Miami's reputed to be a big MAGA city, and it certainly has its problems, but it still votes blue when you compare it to the rest of the state.
So I want to get to funniest thing from the sports weekend, and I want to get to Stu Gatz's weekend observations. But before we do that, I simply wanted to do something that I don't normally do. I've told you before that 10 years ago, in terms of falling out of the pop culture demo, 10 years ago, there were a whole bunch of questions that I was being asked on Highly Questionable about the Kardashians, and I simply didn't have any interest. But a story did make its way into the news this weekend that captured my interest, which is Khloe Kardashian was photographed in what was her natural state in a bathing suit by her grandmother. And as we mentioned with Tiger Woods and the brand and the economy sort of rallying around what the image needs to be, what ended up happening very quickly was a surge toward taking that photo down because it was imperfect, because it wasn't photoshopped, and because this family has been sort of very difficult on the culture of women and beauty and the idea of physical perfection in the modern age that can be altered technologically. So the question I want to ask you guys is, first, how quickly was that assistant fired that put up that photo that damages the brand? And the next question I want to ask you guys is, how quickly was Abuela fired? How quickly was Grandma reprimanded? Could you imagine Grandma taking an innocent photo at 86 years old, not understanding that this brand is something that cannot look imperfect in public, that surgery,
or maybe understanding and just not caring because I'm 86 years old.
Okay, but right. What ended up happening was because this, I mean, you've got two billionaires. What? It's not, Kanye West isn't even in that family anymore. And I don't know if Kanye West is worth several billion dollars or he's broke. I don't actually know. But you've got two billionaires in that family apart from Kanye West, correct? Kim Kardashian is also a billionaire. And so I'm curious what you guys thought of that entire story, because I imagine the assistant was fired very quickly, but not so quickly that an NDA wasn't put in front of her before she was told, or he was told, to pack their bags and get out of there.
I was dropped from the billionaire club, Dan. I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this one. Yeah, it seems like it was a rough year for Kylie. Last I heard, estimated at only $700 million. Which sounds like a lot until you realize somehow $300 million disappeared in a year, which seems kind of scary because, you know, if my math is correct, in 3 years, there's not going to be any more hundred millions of dollars if you keep losing $300 million a year. By the way, what was wrong with that Khloe photo? Am I the only one that sees it and I'm like, what's the problem here? Why are we making such a thing here?
No, that's the thing, though. It's just slightly imperfect. That doesn't mean that it's actually a bad photograph, because it's not a bad photograph. It's just not 100% photoshopped, edited, and approved for dispersal, because there's nothing wrong with that photo.
It's not Kardashian stamped. Is that what you're saying?
It's just not perfect.
I know.
That idea of physical beauty is a pressure on women that is unfair, and I understand why women would end up finding that kind of pressure corrosive, that the number of surgeries, the idea that you can just change your appearance through Photoshop, it puts pressure on young girls that is unfair and feels like too much of something out of the past. It doesn't feel like evolution or where we've arrived. It's a legitimate and fair criticism of the Kardashian clan that the image that they present to people requires a perfection that puts pressure on young girls that is unfair, as the culture already puts a good deal of pressure on young girls with body shaming and right. Physical perfection.
It seems like an awful way to live, to be honest. I would say the assistant probably probably fired immediately, or once the NDA was signed, as you pointed out. Grandma, you leave grandma alone, dude. You don't cross grandmas. I'm serious. Like, grandma does what grandma wants to do, and that's the deal. She takes a picture. It's not Photoshop. She sends it out. You laugh with grandma. You give her a hug. You give her a kiss. Because grandma, you cross a grandma, Dan, and be careful. Very dangerous game. Bad karma. Don't do it.
I don't think that she sent it out. Oh. She took the photograph. That's why I was blaming the assistant. But I was just saying that the Kardashian economy, that everything that rushed to its defense might have also fired and canceled grandma as well in that situation. I understand the average grandma you might not want to cross, but a grandma in a family of several, you know, billionaires or close to billionaires, and an image that needs to be protected. I'm thinking grandma at the very least got a talking to, right? Abuela didn't get out of there unscathed, right? Abuela learned some sort of hard life lesson there at the very end. No?
You think she was listening though? Like whatever lesson was taught to her.
You think she could hear? I don't know. I can't answer that either. I don't know. At 86 years old, I don't assume that someone can hear very well.
I mean, imagine if you're the granddaughter trying to tell your grandmother, who's 86 years old, who has done everything, who has lived through hard times, now great times, wealthy times. Imagine trying to tell her she can't snap a photo of her granddaughter. Good luck with that. Okay? I mean, jeez. It's the poor lady alone.
It's Stugatz right about this. You don't cross grandma.
Don't cross grandma.
Thank you.
Like, but what? Because you're going to get vengeance? You're going to get, what's going to happen? It's just mean or cruel to cross grandma, and you're going to look like someone who's a jerk?
Well, because these people that you're afraid of, grandma created them. All right. So they learned it from somewhere. And I'm not saying it was grandma, but don't cross grandma.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying grandma's going to do anything to harm you, but someone else might. It's just bad karma, Dan. You don't want to test karma. You know what I'm saying? Dangerous game.
Roy, do you have any thoughts here? You're making faces, and I don't know what your opinion is on this.
I'm looking at it from another way. Three men in this Zoom call are the fathers of daughters, and one man in the Zoom call is going to be a father of a daughter. And
keep my name out your mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry, Billy. I'm just looking at it from a father's perspective now. And obviously Chloe and Kim lost their father early. Like, what do you tell your daughters about what's going on? Like, how do you guide your daughters through this world? Just is bad. Like,
yeah,
you have to
tricky.
Guide your daughter through this world where you have to elevate your beauty for the general public. It's hard to think about, you know?
I tell my daughters the only person that needs to think they're beautiful is me. That's it. And I do. And that's the deal. I tell them not to worry about it. Just be happy. Should I don't know if it works or not, but I'm just telling you that's what I tell them all the time. Yeah.
They should think that they are beautiful.
They do.
Kind of what I would think.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I find it amazing that Stugatz made that about himself as well.
Like, the only guy is that, what I meant.
Okay. It doesn't matter, girls.
Kick, save, and abuse.
It doesn't matter, girls. They're still girls because they're 17, correct?
Yeah, well, 16, yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you find yourself beautiful. All that matters is whether daddy finds you beautiful.
Yep.
That is exactly the way to not do it.
On the inside, okay? I mean, I don't care, okay? And as long as mom thinks you're beautiful, that's a good thing.
No, mom's opinion doesn't matter. You already said that yours is the only opinion in the house that matters. Three women and a man, the only opinion that matters is the man. It only matters if Stugatz finds you beautiful. You did mean person. You did.
I meant on the inside. Yeah, I'd like to take the whole segment back.
You did mean man. You did. To be fair to Stugatz, I did mean man. The only man who has to. But really, that man doesn't also. It doesn't matter whether he thinks you're beautiful or not either. They can have their own self-worth independent of the man's.
I appreciated the raw emotion from Roy there as he tried to find the words. Because, yeah, it's, being a girl dad is totally different. But if this show can leave you with any bit of wisdom, it's, you know, fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too, okay?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard.
Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.